History of Persia is a Hopful Media podcast production.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today, we're talking about Theseus. Everyone should be kind of familiar with him by now, but just to refresh, Theseus was a 4th century Greek writer from the city of Knidos. He was a trained physician by trade, and sometime around 412 BCE, he entered the Persian royal household to ply his profession. Theseus saw and heard things that few other Greeks ever had during his time with the Achaemenid family. Unlike most of his peers in that regard, Theseus also straddled the line between nobility and servitude. He personally treated the great king's wounds, but simultaneously would have had a social status much closer to the eunuch advisors and administrators than the Persian nobility. This resulted in some pretty unique storytelling when he finally returned to Knidos in the 390s to write his Persica, literally about Persia. Rather than writing a strictly factual history researched from multiple sources for accuracy, he seems to have written down the stories he heard in the East. Theseus learned of both the unicorn and the manticore through Indian merchants with figurines of the mythical beasts. And it is entirely plausible that poorly made or abstract models of real animals could have led to some of his descriptions. Megasthenes also testified to the existence of a unicorn, and lambasted Theseus' description as being inaccurate to the real thing when he saw it. However, Megasthenes' own description sounds suspiciously similar to a rhinoceros. Theseus learned of both the unicorn and the manticore through Indian merchants with figurines of the mythical beasts. And it is entirely plausible that poorly made or abstract models of real animals could have led to some of his descriptions. Megasthenes also testified to the existence of a unicorn, and lambasted Theseus's description as being inaccurate to the real thing when he saw it. However, Megasthenes' own description sounds suspiciously similar to a rhinoceros. However, there is one constant. Even as Theseus's narrative draws closer to undoubtable history, he remains a storyteller, first and foremost, always favoring the drama of an event, and with a talent for writing excitement. In the long run, this is why the Persica is lost today. it was too much of an adventure novel to be taken seriously by other ancient authors when they had another choice. However, as one of the few classical authors to ever actually travel to the places he described, Theseus also remained an important name in the history of Persia, from the moment he first released his book to the public.
The history of Persia is intertwined with conquest. It began with conquest when Cyrus, king of a small city called Anshan, set out to build the greatest empire the world had ever seen. In a series of stunning campaigns, he achieved just that, becoming one of the greatest conquerors in history and basically started Persian history. After all, you don't get the title the Great for nothing. But he wouldn't be the last great Persian conqueror. Other Persian rulers like Darius the Great, Mithridates I, and Ardashir I would go on to become great conquerors on their own, establishing their own great empires and legacies. If you want to hear their story, and the stories of other great conquerors, many of whom are far less famous despite their great achievements, join me, Ramzi Shalah, on my podcast, The Conquerors Podcast, available on all platforms you listen through.
In his final days, Alexander the Great's generals asked him who should succeed him. Alexander's answer, the strongest. Taken literally, this would see the close of the classical Greek age, an age thousands of years in the making. Join me, Mark Selleck, as I go back to retell the story of ancient Greece in my series Casting Through Ancient Greece. We will cast our way back to its beginnings, all the way through to the spread of its culture throughout the known world, thanks to Alexander and his generals. You can listen and subscribe to the series at www.castingthroughancientgreece.com, or you can listen on your favourite podcasting platform. Don't forget to follow the series over on Twitter at Casting Greece or on Facebook at Casting Through Ancient Greece. I look forward to seeing you there.